This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ooh, savage.
I like to keep it real simple.
Time for another Savage update. Ooh, a lot going on. I feel like I say that every update. I feel like I say that, which is true. There definitely is a lot going on, but I love it. I know there are times that I'm like, I just woke up and it's time to go to bed. But I do love it. I love what I do. I love being able to meet people and all of the things. This past weekend was my son's birthday. He turned 11. We had his birthday party on Saturday, which was pretty epic, if I do not say so myself. We had it at a place called Dart Ops. And my son had been there before with his dad. And when I asked, hey, is this where you would like to have your party? He's like, absolutely, 100%. It's a pretty cool place. You walk in, and to the left, there's two party rooms. To the right is the desk. And in front of you is this arena. And literally, it's this epic Nerf dart arena. So to the right, behind the desk, they have all of the Nerf guns hanging up. You could bring your own if you want. But they all have these Nerf guns hanging up that you can choose from. And then you go into the arena one way and you have to come out. So you go into the right side and you have to come out on the left. But they have all of these places you can hide behind. And it was just super, super cool. Well, what I didn't know is I just thought they were going to go in and just play Nerf guns or battle each other. I had no idea. They had an entire plan. So the kids go in, they have different vests and they're neon colors. So there's a green team and an orange team. They all have to wear safety goggles, which I felt like I was a bad mom, because he's like, yeah, you know, everyone wears safety goggles. I know all the moms and parents are concerned about their eyes. And I was like, oops, it wasn't even a thought. I feel really bad about that. But I was like, okay, I'm glad they're taking that precaution. So they go in and they played, I think, four different games. So one was capture the flag, which I think everybody knows what that is. So one team starts on one side, one team starts on the other, and you're trying to go over and capture their flag. And if you get hit, then you're out. You know, like you, I guess, lay on the ground or you just like move to the side. And so they did one or two of those, capture the flag. They also have these cups hanging up on the right wall and on the left wall. So the left team is trying to protect theirs that are up high, and the right team is trying to protect theirs, which I mean, it was just such a cool concept because the kids are, again, not trying to get shot, but still trying to shoot. I don't know if there were 5 or 6 or 7 different cups. They're trying to shoot those down. I mean, they were having a freaking blast. Then they played medic. So one person is the medic and they come around and they actually, if someone gets shot, then they tag them and bring them to safety or whatever. So we're watching and I'm like, at the end, I was like, Cohen, why didn't someone come save you? Oh, he got shot in the beginning. I think it was over with. But they were in there for an hour and a half. And I think one kid came out one time to grab something and went back in. Like, they did not come out. They were so fixated on what they were doing and having so much fun. So huge shout out to Dart Ops. It is in Eastgate Mall. I had no idea they were there. I didn't know there was anything even like that. But my son had a blast and everybody that came to the birthday party had an absolute blast as well. Then right across, inside the mall, right across, there is a gaming. It's like an old school Time Warp. I believe it's Time Warp Gaming or Time Warp Arcade, I believe. So you go over there and they had Donkey Kong and Mrs. Pac-Man and Frogger and all kinds of those cool games. But what was hysterical is we didn't even get in the door. And shout out to them too, because they were so, so nice. They gifted each of the kids like $10 in coins. So they didn't even get into the arcade. Everyone stopped at the Pokemon vending machine. Literally, all of the kids spent the majority of their money right there at that Pokemon machine until it was empty. Then they went inside. And boy, they were the sweetest people. I mean, just the absolute best. He made sure that he put this egg. There's a claw machine and you grab the egg. And if you get an egg, you're looking for a key. And if you get a key inside of this egg, it's just like a plastic Easter egg. You get a key inside there, you can open one of the prize doors. And they were the cutest because they're like, make sure your son goes and plays that game. Well, right before, we were patiently waiting, and the person right before us won the key that they were hoping my son would win. So he came back over, put another key in an egg and put it in there. And my son got it on the first try, but it dropped right outside of the actual bucket. So he's trying and trying and trying and trying, couldn't get it. And then the guy comes over and he tries to get it. He couldn't get it. We were laughing so hard. I mean, Cole was so frustrated. He's like, what? I can't, what the? It was so freaking funny. So anyway, he ended up, quote unquote, winning and got to unlock the gift. There's like 4 areas and you can unlock it. And he got to unlock the gift and it was a Pokemon. There's like 4 packs or something in it. So he was so excited and it made my heart happy. You know, all the kids that just, they loved the Dart Ops, and then we hung out and had pizza and did cake. Well, Cohen, we had a cake for Cohen, but we did cupcakes because like I said in the last podcast, trying to make things easy, that's the name of the game, especially when you're throwing a birthday party. So we did cupcakes for the kids, but he wanted red velvet cake. He said red velvet cake's top tier. So we got, actually Josh ended up ordering it, but we got him a small red velvet cake that he could have while everybody else had the cupcakes. And it was a FNAF theme, which I'm learning what Five Nights at Freddy's, I believe that's how you say it. There's a movie coming out. You know, it's one of those when you buy a car and you're like, oh, wait a minute, I've never seen that car. And then all of a sudden you see all those cars. That's kind of how it is with FNAF. I had no idea what it was. And now I see it everywhere because I think I'm on like high alert. I mean, even to a point where we're watching football on Sunday and it's like advertisement for the new FNAF movie. I'm like, what the heck? So he's all into FNAF. He's all about it. It's like when the kids switch over to a new thing, you know, when they were little, it was trains and then cars and then dinosaurs and Legos and whatever. So this is like the next thing for him is FNAF. Now, I don't know. I have heard the movie's kind of scary, so this should be interesting because I'm sure he's going to want me to go. But I'll tough it out. I will go with him. We will brave it out and we'll do this. If I have to cover my eyes or do something else, then that's what we're going to do. But yeah, I think we're going to end up watching the movie. So they had such an amazing time at the party. that we literally forgot to open the presents. We're getting ready to leave, and Cohen's like, am I gonna open the presents? I was like, oh shoot, I'm so sorry. So we ended up doing that at home, and I mean, everyone was just so sweet. They did their best and got Pokemon and Legos and Mega Construct and FNAF stuff. I mean, he was just blown away. He's like, I cannot believe. And, you know, I mean, at 11, you're like, what do you get someone? And literally everyone just knocked it out of the park. I mean, it was the sweetest thing. And I told him, like, you don't need to get a gift. Like, we just want your kid to come celebrate. And of course, you know, I would do the same thing. But I don't know. I just was like, you don't have to bring one. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We just want your kid to come and hang out. And he just, when he opened all of the presents, he was just so thankful. And I don't know. He was just almost just jumping up and down and being like, I can't believe this. So it was really cool for that. And I want to also say thank you to some of the Savage fam who sent additional gifts. That was the absolute sweetest. When I told him, he was like, oh, that is so awesome. So we did our best to say thank you. And if we missed anyone, this is our public thank you. It was very, very sweet. And he was definitely taken back because he did not expect that. And neither did I. So thank you for that. So we came home, bought too much food because we ordered pizza. And I don't know if you're I think everyone's this way. You never know how much pizza to get. And as a mom or as a person that's putting on the party, you're like, I don't want to run out. I don't want anybody to go without. So we ended up with two extra large pizzas that weren't even touched. And then a third one that I think had a little more than half of it left. So I'm thinking, yep, we're going to be eating pizza for the next however long. But I did a gluten-free one. I think I ate the majority of mine. It was actually pretty good. I really feel like the gluten-free stuff is changing as far as... Now, look, some of it does still taste like the cardboard, but I think it's changing quite a bit as far as like the taste is concerned. So we came back, hung out, had a great time, just kind of just chilled out, let him open his gifts, have fun. And then the next day was his actual birthday. So Sunday was his actual birthday. And he had a game. Well, Saturday he had a game in the morning. And then we came home, got everything together, and then went to the party. So we were tired and ready to chill out for sure Saturday night. He was so excited. He's like, let's watch a movie, you know, going into my birthday. And right at midnight, of course, I sang happy birthday and snapped a picture. So it's a tradition in our house that when you wake up, and he slept in my room, but if he's in his room, I do streamers. So he has to walk through the streamers out of his door, you know, for his birthday. So this year I bought the streamers that are already made. They're kind of like a shiny metallic type. And I thought that would be cool. I don't know what it was, but there was something about this birthday that just kind of got me. I think we all go through. I thought 10 was really, really going to get me. And I think that it got me. But for some reason, I don't know if it's because he's in a new school and he's in fifth grade. But 11 just, it really got me. But we'll come back to that. So he wakes up, goes through. I sing. He goes downstairs, wakes, you know, goes through the banners. After he wakes up, goes through the banners downstairs too, because going into the kitchen, we do banners. And then it's decorated, you know, just with crepe paper. And we had FNAF stuff waiting for him and then gifts on the island. And I always do, it's a tradition, I always do pancakes that spell out his name. So, oh my goodness, he might have been a baby. And I found these cookie cutters that had the alphabet. And so I'm like, all right, K-O-E-N, got that. And then I did 0 through 9. So that way, however old he was, I can make sure that I could do cookies or whatever. And it just turned into me making pancakes for him. So every year he has his name and then he has the number, you know, his age. So he came downstairs, went through his banner in my room. I've now transferred it to his room, but came through the banners, went downstairs, got through those banners. I have a blow up. It's like a giant birthday cake, about 6 foot tall, I think. But you plug it in, and it has like lights in it. So it's just one you can put in your front yard or whatever. But I found that one years ago too. So it's a tradition that you have your banners, you have the birthday cake up, and then you have this happy birthday. It's like a felt banner that I found years ago as well. That's always up for anyone's birthday. So the birthday cake and the felt banner, always up. So he walks through, I get his pancakes, he opens his presents, and I just sat there and I'm looking at him and I'm like, I cannot believe that my child, my baby, my one and only, is 11. So it just hit kind of different for me. So we had a game, we went to the game, took the remaining cupcakes to the game to get rid of them because I did not want them at the house. I did not want to be eating them. So we took the cupcakes and took Gatorade, sugared up everybody else's kids, sent them home, and then got whatever Cohen wanted. He ended up wanting Corito. That was his food of choice. So he wanted Corito. They have quesadillas there. So we come home with a Corito, and we try our best to do dinner on the person's actual birthday. So my mom, my sister, even Cohen's dad, Josh, and myself. So all of us sat around, we ate, and then Cohen wanted to play Cards Against Humanity. So we let him open his gifts, and then we played Cards Against Humanity and and hung out. One of the cards said something about mud butt. And he's like, what does that mean? I was like, Google, or his dad's like, Google it. So then I was like, well, ask Alexa. And he kept saying, Alexa, what's mud butt? And it said mud bug. So they never really told him what it was. But I'm dying laughing like, well, on 11th birthday, Cohen finds out what mud butt is. So after the game, after all of those shenanigans, I mean, it's a very fun game. If you don't have it, you should definitely get it for your kids because there's adult enough things in there that the kids don't understand. But I mean, it is a freaking riot. So we play the game and then he goes with his dad. And that is just something in a split household I don't think you ever get used to. And I do my best. Josh and I had this conversation. I do my very best to be as fair as I possibly can. Because yes, would I love to have him 24/7? Absolutely. Would I love to have him on the holidays? Would I love to have him every holiday? Wake up till, you know, nighttime? Absolutely. But I do my best to make sure that things are fair. Now, if he's insistent on, well, this is where I want to be or this is where I want to go, we do give him that option, but we make sure like, okay, well, hey, you were here. What do you think about this? So we lay it all out for him. But I knew he was going to be staying the night at his dad's, and especially with this one just hitting a little different. I don't know. I told Josh, I said, I'm never going to get used to this side of things where he's not at home in his bed where I can just lay next to him and talk about his birthday and, you know, just get his thoughts and let him just snuggle on in. And yeah, I will never ever get used to that. And anyone that's out there that is in a split household or a single parent, you completely know what I'm talking about. And if not, I mean, just imagine not having your kiddo. Again, don't feel sorry. I'm not asking for anyone to feel sorry, you know, for that. But it's just, it hits different. But, you know, just imagine if you aren't, right, in a split household, that you are. Just imagine not having your kiddo, you know, on the special day. So that kind of bummed me out. I'm not going to lie. I was going to go live that night and I had forewarned everyone like, we'll see if I go live that night, whether he stays here or he doesn't. And then whether I feel like I'm in the mood for it, because I kind of had a feeling that I might not be quite in the mood to do a live feed. But I was tired and I don't know, maybe it just kind of all caught up. And just looking back and thinking of birthdays that we've had and going through memory lane, you know, how the memories pop up. And there was a really cute memory of my son when he was 3 and how he was trying to learn to blow out the candles. So I'm like, well, we were trying our best. But I mean, he was just and he couldn't figure out how to blow out the candle. So I'll have to put that video up because it is the freaking cutest little thing. But you know, when those memories pop up, it's like, man, time is such a thief. You're going through the thick of it. And like I said before, the days are long and the years are short. And that is just one saying that just keeps literally sticking with me. It's why I want to make everything count. It's why I overextend myself when it comes to, oh, can you be a room mom, or making sure I'm at my son's games and things like that. I've turned down opportunities because I want to make sure that I'm present. I know I cannot always do that, but I want to do my best for him to know that he is my number one priority, and I really just don't want to miss out on anything. I don't want to look back and say, man, I wish I would have done this, or I wish I would have done that. I don't want to have any regrets on that front. Okay, so birthday, that is done. Super happy for him because he just lit up, had the best time. Now I'm switching gears to making wishes come true. So this weekend, I am working with Make-A-Wish and TikTok once again for the second annual Make-A-Wish fundraiser. We're going to have a lot of cool surprises coming on Saturday, but I will say just working with Make-A-Wish and seeing these kiddos and seeing the parents and seeing what it does for them and hearing the stories, I am honored that they allow me to work with them and that they're allowing me to do this fundraiser. When I reached out to them last year about doing the fundraiser, they're like, absolutely. And I'll be honest, last year the live ended and we raised, you know, X amount, and I believe it was 30, almost 40,000 that we had raised, you know, just in the live. And then people had donated after. They said, I'm sorry, I couldn't get in, but they donated. And I remember being so disappointed. And they looked at me like, what's wrong? And I was in tears. I'm like, I failed you guys. I didn't raise enough. I could have done better. I should have done better. And they were the sweetest people. They're like, absolutely not. What you've done for us and for the organization and for our future, they're like, you have no idea. You helped us get on and all of those things. Just getting on and having a TikTok presence and opening up a whole other way for people to, one, even know who we are, or two, to be able to connect with us. And maybe people will even volunteer. You know, the gifting aspect is great and the volunteering aspect is great. So they were so, so thankful. But I felt like I let them down, that I let the kiddos down, that I wanted to raise more. So now that it's coming up on Saturday, October 28th, I'm kind of just hoping and praying that we can do the best that we can, and hoping that so many people come in, and even if it's just a little bit, that people donate, because there's so many kiddos out there that have a wish that's pending, and what it does to them. I mean, the statistics, it was 8 out of 10 kids feel less lonely and depressed and feel hopeful. So just seeing those statistics and getting to meet kiddos in person, I'm just like, wow, if anyone should be giving, like, look at what this could do for these kids. So it's a passion for me to do my best to raise as much as we possibly can. I mean, the ladies that work at this organization, I think I've only met, actually I should say ladies and gentlemen, because I've only met one guy that works there, but he was super, super nice as well. But the ladies I deal with the majority of the time, their hearts are just so stinking adorable, and what they do for these kids and putting the smiles on their faces, I'm taken back that I'm allowed to be a part of this. It is definitely something special. So I will be on live this Saturday, and it will extend into Sunday and Monday. There'll be specific times on Sunday and Monday as well. Other creators will be coming on doing their live feeds, raising money. But I will be on Saturday, and it should be either 5 or 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That will be the start time, and we'll go to about 8 or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will have it in Cincinnati, in my own hometown. We had discussed having it in L.A. We discussed having it in Tennessee. So this year, once again, we're going to have it in Cincinnati. Next year, we could possibly have it somewhere different. But the different guests that will be in and out, I'm really, really excited about. We are taking an approach of having them have costumes on. So you have to guess who's underneath the costume by clues that I'm giving. But we will also be raising money at the same time. So if we raise enough money, then we will unveil who's underneath. Otherwise, we'll kind of have a time limit so we can get to the next person. I'm so excited about it. Again, like I said, I'm so honored that I'm able to be a part of it, and I hope that you join us. We will be live on my page as well as TikTok Live's page. They will be mirroring it. So I'm really, really excited to see how many people that will just literally see the exposure and jump on in and hopefully gift to help these kiddos have wishes come true. Now, I know some people are not going to be able to make it. I do have in my bio on my TikTok page, there is a Make-A-Wish little section. So you go down and it will say my charity of choice is Make-A-Wish. You can click on that and you can still donate that way. So you can do that. I leave that up the entire time. So 365 days, Make-A-Wish is up there. But that's the charity that I have been donating to, as well as doing different events and sending proceeds that way. When I did my birthday party back in March, there was a portion of the proceeds that went to Make-A-Wish as well. So from my kiddo's birthday wishes to Make-A-Wish and the kiddos' wishes, it has been so far a crazy week of just happiness and being able to give, and that is my love language, is give and do all of those things. So I'm really hoping that you'll join me on my live feed on TikTok on Saturday and share it out to all of your friends or anyone that you can think of, your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your auntie, your uncle, your cousins, your kids. It doesn't matter, but it's going to be a fun-filled event. So even if you come and you gift, that's amazing. You come and hang out and you tap the screen and you have a blast with us. That is the goal. But you may or may not even see some kiddos have their wishes granted on Saturday as well. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. And on that note, I hope to see you guys on Saturday, and I'm out.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.